Late August will be a great time for planet watching in the morning and the evening. If you are up early on Monday, August 18th, you will be rewarded by a spectacular pre-dawn sight. Between about 5:15 a.m. and 5:40 a.m., Venus and Jupiter will appear very close together above the east-northeastern horizon. Venus, named for the Roman goddess of beauty, is the brightest of planets, mainly due to its closeness to Earth, now about 150 million miles away. Jupiter, named for the Roman king of the gods, is the largest planet, 11 times the size of Earth or Venus. But Jupiter, now 578 million miles distant, is about 4 times further than Venus, so it appears 1/6 as bright. They will appear only 1/3 of a degree apart, less than the apparent diameter of the full moon. After August 18th, Venus and Jupiter separate rapidly. Venus will appear lower in the sky each morning, while Jupiter will appear higher. By late September, the sun's glare will render Venus nearly invisible. By October, Venus will actually be behind the sun. Jupiter, meanwhile, is emerging now from behind the sun and drawing a little closer to the Earth. By late winter, Jupiter will be high and bright in the evening sky. In the evening sky of summer, another conjunction will soon take shape. If you look to the southwest at about 9 p.m. on August 16th, you will see two fairly bright stars that don't twinkle. One will be distinctly reddish-orange in color. This will be the planet Mars, named for the Roman god of war. The other, about as bright but shining yellowish just above and left of Mars, will be slow-moving Saturn, named for the Roman god of time. From August 16th through August 25th, Mars appears to move closer to Saturn. They draw closest on the evening of August 25th, when they will be separated by less than 4 degrees. That's only 8 times the width of the full moon. So, take some time during late August to enjoy these planetary happenings. You've been listening to Western Slope Skies, produced by members of the Black Canyon Astronomical Society. I'm Michael Williams.